promised. We are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Houston Texans. He has played three NFL seasons. He led the Texans with 80 receptions for over 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns, so a breakout season last year. The Texans overall won 10 games. They won the AFC South. They won their wild card game. They lost in the divisional round, but they're on the come up. One of the best stories in the NFL. We are joined right now by wide receiver Nico Collins. Nico, it is great to have you on. How you feeling? What's up?
What's up? How you doing, Jim?
Good, dude. Listen, other than trying to keep your mind and body right, bring me up to date. Mm-hmm. How have you been spending your off season? What have you been getting into?
Yeah, man, I've just been chilling so far, man. You know, after the season ended, you know, I kind of took the whole month of February off, you know, so I'm back at it. You know, I started cranking on my off season grind. The end of February, early March, you know, just getting the body back used to it, you know, back to the basics, you know, just getting the body back, you know, getting ready for a long season, man, you know, just ready to pick up where we left off.
You know, hey, Nico, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was going to say, I mean, is that what it takes? Like, when you go through the grind, there's no way any of us understand what it's like to play in that league and put your body and mind through it. Does it take like a whole month of just shutting it down to get right?
Yeah, yes, sir, most definitely, because, you know, we start now from March until, you know, until January, hopefully, you know, if not the Super Bowl. So that's a long season. So you want to take that time off after the season in February so you can reboot to get ready for a long season, man. Because 17 games, you know, if not 20, it's a long season, man. And during camp and preseason, man, that's a lot of work and wear and tear on the body, man. So I just feel like you got to dial down the details and figure out what you need for you so you can feel better. To go out on the Sundays and shine and be yourself.
You know it. Nico Collins joining us. So let me ask you, coming off last season, I mentioned the numbers and the fact that it was a breakout season. That was the biggest, number-wise, the biggest year you've ever had. What was the biggest difference for you? What were the biggest factors that led to the way you dominated last year?
I feel like just getting the opportunity, just going out and showing the coaches what I can do, you know. And then Bobby, you know, just giving me opportunities and Seven just trusting me. You know, going out just making plays for the offense, you know, I feel like our trust is it build every single week, every day in practice, man. You know, just going out there and just, you know, showing the coaches what I can do, you know, because my last two previous years due to injury, you know, I feel like I went into my third year with a purpose, you know, just trying to be available for my team. So I took, you know, the little things personal, you know, just going to get the extra work in on my body, you know, doing yoga, Pilates, you know, whatever the strength of my core growing, man, so I could be available for the team, man. And, I was stacking days, you know, just throughout the season, through camp, first preseason, just every day, just building, just to get 1%. And I just feel like everything just fell in place, you know, but it's on the rise right now.
Hashtag stacking days, man. Isn't that the truth? Stacking days.
You gotta stack, dude.
You know what's really interesting? What you said, it's one thing. I think about when you think about NFL players, you think about weight room monsters. But you mentioned a couple of things, yoga and Pilates. What do those two things do for you?
Man, yoga, you know, it strengthens you, you know, it relaxes your mind, you know, it gets you relaxed, you know, open up your muscles. And Pilates, man, is pretty much getting you stronger in the positions where you feel the weak is at, you know, because as a receiver, you know, you decelling, you're cutting, you know, you're going 90, 45 degrees, you know, you're decelling everything, you know. So I feel like with Pilates, you get that motion, you know, you get that in range, you know, so you stay in that in range and, you know, strengthen it, you know, so you don't come fourth quarter when you're tired, you know, and you that tired rep come, your body and is used to it because you put your body in that stress, you know, doing, you know, Pilates when you're tired and, you know, you shake it, the last rep in Pilates, you know, so I feel like that's getting you prepped, you know, for like last play, fourth quarter, 2 minute drop, things like that.
I like it. Nico Collins joining us. You know, if we kind of want to nerd out on this, like I read some of the numbers, but PFF, Pro Football Focus, recently ranked you number 3 among all receivers behind just Tyreek Hill and Brandon Ayuk. I get that it's about team goals, but when you look at that ranking, does that feel to you like really, really high praise and you're gratified to get it? Or do you think maybe they shortchanged you and you should be ranked even higher?
Ooh. I mean, I'm blessed with whatever, man. I just feel like just for me personally, man, I'm going out and do what I can do personally. You know, I just feel like the goal I want to reach, man, you know, I want to be the best. Who doesn't? You know, I want to be the number one receiver in my position. You know, I just feel like everybody got that mindset. You should have a mindset, you know, but for me, I just want to be one of the best. You know, so I feel like and in order to be one of the best, you got to, you know, stack your days. You know, you got to do the extra work that nobody sees. You know, you got to be a pro. You know, that's what all what this level is about, you know, just being a pro, man. I feel like for me, continue to set days and, you know, just thank God for it all. You know, continue to be myself.
Dude, it's all about the unseen hours, right?
Yes, sir.
The unseen hours. I know what you're saying. So, Nico, there's also, you got a new member in the receiver room in four-time Pro Bowler Stephon Diggs. Yeah. What was your reaction when you heard about that deal? And then how much communication have you had with him since he joined the team?
Man, I was excited. I was excited, man, because I feel like that added value to the room. You know, it added another weapon. You know, added, you know, another weapon for CJ for the offense. You know, it's just, defense got to play true now. You know, after everybody can't get doubled, everybody got to play true now. But I feel like, man, it's a great piece, great leadership in the room, man. You know, I've been watching Diggs forever, you know. So in order to, I feel like just him being a part of the room, man, it's a blessing. You know, it feels good. He's just a person I can, you know, ask questions, you know, just pick his brain, you know, just like him, Robert Woods, Noah Brown, you know, just guys like that that's been the lead, you know, that know what to expect, go about their business, man, you know. So, Diggs been real successful in this league, man, so it's only right you just learn from him. And I'm glad he's part of our room, man, and we're going to continue to, you know, get better every day. Can't wait for the season.
I was going to say, dude, it's going to create a lot of problems for defenses. You got two legitimate number ones, Nico Collins joining us. Nico, you mentioned C.J. Stroud. Like, the two of you, obviously, it helps when you have one of the best young players and one of the best young leaders in the league getting you the ball. While you guys didn't face each other in college, obviously you were aware of his talent coming out of Ohio State.
Yeah,
how long
definitely.
Did it take you to realize, though, that this dude was special both on and off the field when he joined the team last year?
Man, I feel like once you know, they came in for rookie minicamp. You know, a rookie came in during OTAs last year, you know, after the draft, man. And whenever we got our first time to, you know, go through routes on air, you know, and just seeing him, the way he just his footwork, you know, his ball delivery, you know, his ball placement, man, just – and it showed every day. You know, it really could show, like, his consistency, you know, the way he's going to lead. You know, he came in ready to lead. He wasn't just a rookie. He came in, you know, with that chip on his shoulder, like, about to lead his team, man. And it's been like that from day one. You know, nothing changes with Seven. You know, he that dude that you come to no matter what, you know, ask him about questions and everything, man. And the sky's the limit for him, man. And I can't wait to see him get it, you know. So it's going to be a great season, man. Year two for him. I feel like things are going to slow down a lot better for him. And he's going to take off.
Isn't it so hard to believe that you just said year two? It feels like he's already been in the league 5 years.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. He came in just leading. Like, he's been here before. So,
did Nico, you don't want to get on the wrong side of Seven, not the guy getting you the ball, but how much did you wear him out in November when Michigan beat Ohio State for a third straight year before they went on to win that natty?
Oh, you know it. He got to feel it. He got to know it, man. last year, you know, I messed up because I didn't get no Michigan gear, but this year, I'm ready.
Nico Collins joining me. One last thought. So, you know, this year, everybody's gunning for you this year. But from the sounds of things, y'all don't care. Not if you listen to D'Amico Ryans. He said, we don't care about expectations. Talk doesn't win games. Look, it seems to me you got a locker room full of alphas already. Mm-hmm. But how much does that locker room take its cue from D'Amico? What's it like to play for him?
Man, it's amazing. You know, like you said, like he's that coach that, you know, it don't matter what people say, we're going to come in and work. We're going to play all 4 quarters and leave it all out there for one another. You know, just having that relentless mindset, man. When he came in, you felt it. You felt the energy when he was just, you know, talking and like how he wanted to run his team, man. And we all bought in, you know, just being relentless, you know, having each other back, man, just leave it all out there. You know, and just go hard in practice because go hard in practice is easy in the game. And we believed in that, and I feel like just practices, man. Practice is hard, so Sunday is easy, you know. But on his plan for D'Amico, man, it's amazing. You know, I feel like he's a player coach, man. He's like, because he's sat in our seats before. He know what it feels like. You know, he's been the captain here in Houston. You know, and he led the team, led the defense, man. So it feels crazy because he almost like a couple years older than us. So it's like, he can pretty much suit up whenever you want to.
He looks like it.
Right. He looked good, too. But, it's amazing, man, to play for him, man. It's a blessing for sure. You know, he's going to bring that dog out you and make sure, you know, you go out there and play for your brother, man, and make sure you come out with a dub.
Dude, I'll tell you what, Nico. I like your mindset. I like your process. I like your energy. I like your vibe. You just made it better, man. I appreciate you. Listen, great to have you on the show. Let's do this again soon.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I appreciate you, Nico. Nice job. Nico Collins. I loved everything about that.